In contrast to slowing down local traffic, it had become vital to increase the flow on major arterial routes. The first clearway was introduced in June 1967. Sasha Dimitrik recalls.
I was involved in analysis of traffic flow along Parramatta Road, which was first clearway. It was enormous debate. What would happen? Imagine that they are going to prohibit parking in curbside lane during peak and so on. It was, you know, major step in freeing road capacity, which we needed badly. And gradually after that, Sydney just realized that on radial roads like Pacific Highway, we had to introduce clearways, not only in the morning peak, but in the evening in particular. And some 8-10 years later, it was developed into having peak on both directions for the evening peak or for the morning peak, like now on Parramatta Road, for example.
By the mid-1970s, further measures were needed, as clearways were no longer enough to cope with the phenomenal growth in car use. Bob Morris recalls.
During 75, I was in Milton's Point, and the Minister of Transport at the time was Milton Morris. He'd been overseas and seen bus priority and high-capacity car priority in Europe and came back determined to put it onto Sydney's major routes. And the one that was chosen was the Spit Road route, and it was going to come hand in hand with carpooling, which actually got knocked off because the bus unions opposed it at government level. But the transit lane went ahead, more or less went ahead against the DMR's wishes. It was an amazingly controversial thing in Sydney to take a curbside lane and to make it only available for three people in the car, motorbikes and buses. And it was also difficult because it actually caused congestion. The queues went back for kilometres up Spit Hill, out along Balgowlah Road, up towards Wakehurst Parkway. And in fact, the very vehicles that we were trying to get higher speeds for just couldn't get to the transit lane. We then put tidal flow arrangements out to Balgowlah Road and along the way to Manly. Despite the controversy, the NRMA fought it. Slowly but surely, the DMR half got on side. It slowly but surely became a feature of Sydney's road network.
To further increase traffic flow, S lanes were introduced. Ken Dobinson.
The S lane concept was around in the 70s in the traffic section, but hadn't really been thought through. It stayed with us, but governments of the day, and even our own organisation, the DMR at that time, was very reluctant because the S lane really took a lane away from motorists in the peak hours and a parking lane away from the shopkeepers in the off-peak. And it had a lot of downsides in terms of the political impact. And it wasn't till the latter years when I was in a much more senior role that I was able to convince the minister, which happened to be Brereton, to trial the S lane concept in Sydney. Largely because he was looking for something to be done quickly that would show that it was a new government. And so we offered him the S-lanes and he embraced it. And of course they happened over Sydney, you know, almost in a rush.
The instruction was just make it work. And I hate to say it, but we went out in the middle of the night and painted in the S-lanes, restricted the parking along the curbside where there had been one-hour parking in business hours, and of course the shop owners come to work the next day and find that there's not only no parking, it's no stopping, which means that nobody can stop, not even their suppliers can stop to deliver goods to their business. That created a bit of a ruckus, and we had to go out and spend a bit of time talking to the shop owners. I actually got death threats on one occasion over some parking restrictions that we put in. The idea of the S lane was to create a turn bay in the centre lane by deviating the centre and the next lane across into the curb and terminating the curbside lane. They worked, but after the first outcries, we actually went back and reviewed a couple of them and found that we could build proper right turn bays and maintain three lanes of traffic in each direction, and that's what we did.